The next patient is Juana Luna. The first name is J-U-A-N-A, the last name L-U-N-A. 68-year-old Hispanic female following the practice because of the presence of a kidney transplant that was done at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami in 2013. Period. The patient continues to be immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf 1 milligram every 12 hours and Myfortic 360 milligrams 2 times a day. She has been in very stable condition. The laboratory workup that was ordered, it shows in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 0.64. The estimated EFR is 97. The albumin is 4.3. The liver function tests are within normal limits. And the serum electrolytes, carbon dioxide is 24, the chloride 110. Potassium 4.4 and the sodium 143. Period. The BK virus in the urine is negative, not detected. The protein creatinine ratio in the urine is 1,029 milligrams per gram of creatinine. I have to point out that this patient has been hypertensive most of her life. And we have been trying to adjust the medication for the hypertension. A 24-hour urine collection is running at the present time in the lab for is not ready because of logistic problems. She needed transportation to go to the lab and drop the urine for examination. Depending upon the result of the 24-hour urine creatinine clearance and protein is the next step. The patient has a tacrolimus level that is 6.2. Number two, arterial hypertension that is still out of control. Today is 145 over 85 compared to 185 over 105. The patient was changed to benazepril in combination with amlodipine, benazepril and amlodipine, 20-5, one tablet POBID. We are going to increase to 40 milligrams, 5 milligrams twice a day. And we're going to see the result. Of this adjustment. Following number. The patient has an ionized calcium of 5.7, which is slightly elevated. The serum calcium is 10, but she used to have elevation in the calcium. We have to see the results of the bone densitometry that is going to be ordered in order to make the necessary adjustments and treat it if indicated. She continues to be CKD3A. We are going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph. The renal Doppler ultrasound, renal arterial Doppler ultrasound of the transplanted kidney failed to show the presence of renal vascular hypertension. Paragraph. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the lab. In the documentation, in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.